Hello, feelers and thinkers and those in between. Welcome to episode 9 of the Let's Get Emotional Intelligent podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Finesse A. Gray, the Emotional Intelligence Doctor, author, certified social emotional intelligence coach, DEI consultant, and workplace culture transformer, committed to creating a more emotionally intelligent world, one heart and mind at a time. I bring harmony to your heart and mind by sharing bite-sized emotional intelligence inspiration to practice EI in your everyday lives and empower you to feel better, think better, and live better. Today, we're talking about our truth, our humanness, giving ourselves grace to be. We are called human beings for a reason, yet sometimes we focus too much on our performance, probably because we are bombarded and indoctrinated with valuing doing over being. When being is accomplished, doing comes naturally, and we can let life in and breathe more freely. This podcast is an extension of my speech and my sister friend, Tracy Ross, and host of the first annual Woman Exhale, Girl Just Breathe Women's Conference. It was an amazing event, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Now, are you ready to walk in truth, authenticity, and power? Now is your time and your moment. Let's delve deep today. Let's get emotional intelligent, shall we? If no one's told you today, I want you to know you are greatness just the way you are right now in this very moment. Do you believe that? Well, I hope so, because it's the truth. When I was researching various definitions of truth, the one that resonated with me the most was from the British Dictionary, meaning the quality of being true, genuine, actual, or factual. How important that is nowadays when we are bombarded with fake news, pretentiousness, and at the perceived mercy of cancel culture if we don't fall in line with social norms and rules, which seem to change every day. However, no matter what kind of world we're living in now, or what happens in the future, authenticity is essential to surviving and thriving. One practice that keeps me grounded is spirituality, and one of my favorite verses is John 8:32 from the Passion Translation version, saying, "For if you embrace the truth, it will release true freedom into your lives." And one of my most favorite quotes is from Elizabeth Cady Stanton that says, "Truth is the only safe ground to stand on." Many shy away from the truth, and unfortunately it's become the pink elephant in the room. Yet truth is constant and liberating. No matter what happens in our lives, the truth will always win. If we show up with it, stand on it, and live it, victory is ours. So what is truth exactly? I did a quick Google search and about 972 million results came up. And when searching quotes about truth, 982 million results showed up. Seems like many are curious about the word. Some may call it the ugly truth, but how can the truth be ugly if it sets us free? Author Gloria Steinem expounds on this thought with her book, The Truth Will Set You Free, But First, It Will Piss You Off. Thoughts on Life, Love, and Rebellion. Well, amen to that. When we build from a foundation of truth, that's a house worth building, and that's a house that will stand. However, why is it something we tend to shy away from? I consider the truth to be a vulnerable word. I mean, vulnerable in the sense of we need it to truly connect and build relationships, not only with others, but with ourselves. Depending on our disposition, exposing truth can be exciting or scary. How many of you can conquer your uncomfortable? How many of you will admit that life's been a whirlwind for the past several years? I'm sure we've been in a lot of uncomfortable situations. But sometimes I believe life brings us situations so we can get out of our comfort zone. I think I experienced every emotion. Everything I believed in, valued, and taught has been tested, tried, and tested again. Like I was taken to the highest mountain and dropped several times. Life can definitely serve you a cocktail of situations that will test your theory about you and your mindset. Never say what you won't do, and please show grace to yourself and others. You never know what you might do in a particular situation. It was a humbling experience, but I'm grateful that I learned emotional intelligence when I did, because now, more than ever, I truly believe it's a necessity and a life skill. I was introduced to emotional intelligence when trying to find my dissertation topic. Originally, I wanted to research the effects of workplace bullying on organizational productivity, but the research was really depressing. So I decided to focus on the solution and not the problem. As a matter of fact, I want to be the solution. So my dissertation mentor mentioned emotional intelligence. I couldn't get enough of researching it, so much so that I became a certified social emotional intelligence coach through the Institute of Social Emotional Intelligence and became a lifelong student. Before I discuss the meaning of emotional intelligence, I want to talk about the difference between emotions and feelings first. Many people believe that emotions and feelings are the same and tend to use them interchangeably, but they're not. Emotions are chemical responses to external stimuli. They are instinctive. They last approximately 90 seconds, according to Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor, a neuroscientist and author of My Stroke of Insight, A Brain Scientist's Personal Journey. The term emotion, word origin, is from the post-classical Vulgar Latin root meaning exmovere, meaning to move out, which means it's not supposed to stay inside us. It's supposed to move. Emotions are what we experience first and is connected to the limbic brain, also called the emotional brain. The scientific definition of emotion is that it is not simply a feeling state. Emotion is a complex chain of loosely connected events. The chain begins with a stimulus and includes feelings, psychological changes, impulses to action, and specific goal-directed behavior. Plutchik named 8 basic emotions initially: anger, fear, anticipation, surprise, joy, sadness, trust, and disgust. Brené Brown, a vulnerability researcher, recently released a book called The Atlas of the Heart that presents 87 more emotions, and I'm sure that's only scratching the surface, but man, it's a good start. Emotions are key in finding out how to address our needs. They teach us what's important to us. They serve a purpose. When we know what the purpose of our emotions are, we can deal with people and circumstances better and more effectively. Another great benefit of emotional intelligence is understanding where emotions show up in our bodies and tools to use to better manage them. For example, when you're angry, does your stomach tighten up? Does your heart race? Does your temperature rise? Here's a few questions that might help. What feelings were generated by the emotion or the experience? What thoughts stood out to you? What bodily changes or states, such as physical sensations during the experience, were you aware of at the time? On the other hand, feelings follow our emotions. Feelings are what we think or how we process our emotions related to an external situation. Thinking happens second and is connected to the neocortex or the rational brain. When we can control how we feel, and emotional intelligence is essential to developing that skill. Feelings let us know what we think about our emotions. They are useful for telling us what needs are being met and what needs are not being met. Once we get to the root cause of what we feel, we can address it and move forward. In my personal opinion, becoming more self-aware, which is one of an element of emotional intelligence, is a form of self-care, especially when you recognize it. Now that we know what emotions and feelings are and how it affects us physically, I hope you understand how important it is to learn EI, so we can better manage our feelings and emotions in a healthy manner. This skill is not only useful, but allows us to accept who we are and who we are not in our journey of becoming our being. The scientific definition of EI is the ability to identify our own emotions and those of others, to motivate ourselves, and know how to monitor our emotions and others' emotions. Justin Mariso, contributing writer for Inc. magazine and author of EQ Apply, which is another great book, gives a practical explanation of emotional intelligence as the ability to make emotions work for us and not against us. It helps us to perceive, understand, use, and manage our emotions. It includes 5 areas, and these areas can be divided into 2 categories: personal competence related to the self and social competence related to the world around us and how we build relationships. And those 5 areas are self-awareness, self-management or regulation, motivation, social skills, and empathy. We are the sum of all of our parts. And all of our parts, our pieces, so to speak, are valuable, important, and purposeful. We are all VIPs. I've been studying an art form called kintsugi. It's a Japanese method for repairing broken ceramics with a special lacquer mixed with gold, silver, or platinum. This form is known as the art of broken pieces. The result is a beautiful masterpiece that becomes more valuable than if the pieces were left to themselves. How many of us have felt broken a time or two? I can raise my hand and my feet, and oftentimes still feel that way when faced with certain challenges, and it can become very scary. We are not broken. Let me say that again. We are not broken. We are human. I believe the bravest, most courageous thing we can do is feel fully and show up fully with who we truly are, with all of our imperfections, our flaws, our pieces. What does that look like exactly? And how do we do it? I have three ways that you can at least start with. First, start with one. Start with you. Be a student of yourself. Explore yourself. Aristotle said, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Start with one by taking one step towards learning more about yourself. It could be trying something new or journaling what happened, how you felt about it, whatever comes to your mind. It could be exploring a dream or desire like writing a book, starting a blog or podcast, or traveling to a place you've never been, or experiencing a diverse group of people that you've never been around before. Take one step towards what you want, even if that's just Googling about it. Start with one, start with you. The pain of not knowing what you're capable of is far less than knowing you are greater and doing nothing about it. Second, lead with truth and embrace the pink elephants within yourself and in the room. I didn't know who I was before because I was drowning in other people's opinions and expectations of me. If you're a little like me, nothing changed until I got fed up with the dark noise. And what is the dark noise? It sounds a lot like, why can't you be like this person or that person? When are you going to do this, that, and the third? When are you going to have this materialistic thing or this thing or this title? Why did you do that? How could you do that? Who do you think you are? It sounds like a whole lot of nothing and everything to pull you down and out and drag what they think you ought to be. So be honest with yourself. If you can't be honest with yourself, it's going to be difficult to show up fully and be authentically you. Peak elephants are those things you know are there, but ignore and have learned to live with. We see them, but pretend they aren't there. They never go away, and the only way to address them is to stop pretending, acknowledge them, and embrace them. Sit with pain long enough to heal so you can sit with joy. There are no shortcuts. Show yourself grace and forgive yourself for not being whatever it is they thought you should have been or you thought you should have been. Fill in the blank. Embrace the fact that you are human, all of you. Being you is more than enough. You are enough right now. You are enough back then. You will be enough tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And lastly, show up regardless. Speak up even when your voice shakes and your knees knock. Stand in your truth. Show up with all of your pieces. We're all doing the best that we can with what we can, and that is okay. As a matter of fact, that's what normal is. That's self-care and healthy living. Live full, die empty. Even though situations may come into our lives and the pressing and shaking seems too much to bear, or may even be meant to destroy us, I'm a believer that good can come from any challenge. It builds resilience, character, grit, and an indicator that we are overcomers. Trust and believe that you have everything you need right now to show up in your greatness and wholeness so the world can see the masterpiece God made that is you, just the way you are. This too shall pass, so just keep breathing. This is the Let's Get Emotional Intelligence podcast with me, your host, Dr. Vanessa A. Gray. Please connect with me on my website, emotionalintelligencedr.com, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And remember, you already have what it takes and what you need to feel better, think better, and live better. Tune in to the Let's Get Emotional Intelligence podcast for more inspiration to help bring harmony to our hearts and minds and practicing EI in our everyday lives. creating a more emotionally intelligent world, one heart and mind at a time.